the overarching question, Massachusetts as a state in which you do business, how it compares with others, and things that you like about doing business here, things that you wish were better about doing business here.
Well, I read the editorial in the lead editorial in the Globe today, so it might surprise you to know we like doing business here. This is a very, at least for our business, it's a very good state to do business in for a number of reasons, not the least of which is it is a very attractive customer base, very attractive employee base. We have headquartered our global wealth and investment management business here. And just to give you a size of the magnitude of that, we generated just in the first quarter alone about $2 billion in revenue in the wealth and investment services area. So it's a very good business for us. It's not all obviously in Massachusetts, but this is where it's headquartered for our company. Then Massachusetts as just a region beyond that for the more bread and butter business of banking, commercial business, retail business. We've seen double-digit growth in the past year, so we would say it's a very good place to do business. Again, for the same reasons: good employee base, good customer base. Obviously, it's a very attractive city to attract associates to. This is a great vitality, arts and culture.
I definitely agree with that. We Home Depot's got a pretty significant presence in this area. We've got 48 operations here in the Massachusetts area, and then we've also surrounded the Massachusetts area with other operations in Rhode Island, Vermont, New Hampshire, and such. So a lot of the same reasons. We think we've got a good clientele, a good customer base in this area. We have a very good depth of knowledgeable associates that have come to us from this area. We've also feel that there's going to be continued growth in the New England area, so that's part of the reasons that Home Depot has taken an interest in this area. And we've been in this marketplace since almost 15 years now, so we definitely feel it's a good spot to be. We continue to open new operations in the area, and will continue for years to come.
Well, Verizon views Massachusetts as one of its top 10 marketplaces in the nation. And it's attractive for two primary reasons. One is the customer base. Again, you're hearing the same thing, but for even different reasons. Very technologically savvy here in the Northeast, particularly in Massachusetts. And also the employees that we've been able to hire to work in this technological time, they're readily available. So the human capital is a very big advantage. You know, we also see a lot in the way of innovation here. We work very closely with the colleges and universities. We have our Verizon laboratories here in Massachusetts, here in Mass, and also in one other site in the country. And again, it's the proximity to not only the scientists, the innovators, but also the customers that want to try these new technologies.
That's the Waltham?
Yes, it is. Waltham.
So, would you say in your lab capacity, is that 50% of your total lab's capacity?
Yes, it is. And we have about 500 employees working in the labs in Waltham, and they test everything from technologies that we're offering our customers today to technologies that are being attempted by some real innovators in the universities and mm-hmm. other places, research labs.
Does that sound in some ways like the way Bank of America has thought about where to put people in the organization? And if you think about the people that Bank of America has here in Boston, does what the Verizon model seem
at all
similar?
Well, it's very similar. First of all, the reason Fleet was so attractive to Bank of America in the first place was because of the attractive customer base. So I think that sometimes we misunderstand some of the aspects of business related to New England, and we concentrate on what is left. Big companies have acquired in this area because it's so attractive, and because we see growth, and with a larger denominator in the Bank of America for us, we can invest more now than we could have three or four years ago. So, yes, it is more attractive for many of the reasons that both Tim and Donna have mentioned.
Well, I think what I mean by that is the a lot of us who write about the economy in the state have an assumption that if you're a big company doing business in a lot of states, Massachusetts is a place where, you know, you'd love to have smart people. You'd love to have people with PhDs. It's probably not a place you'd want to run a big call center or have a big warehousing operation just because of the high cost of everything around here.
I would challenge that because we have some very big call centers here, and probably about 7,000 of our 14,000 employees in some way are working in these call centers dispersed amongst New England, but primarily in Massachusetts. We still find they need the technical ability. They need to have gone to whether it's a two-year college, a four-year college, and acquired a certain ability to communicate with customers, probably more so than it ever has been before. Mm-hmm. And so even though the costs are a little higher, and I know we'll talk a little bit about some of the detriments of operating here, you know, the cost of labor is much higher here than other parts of the country. Mm-hmm. But we balance that based upon who do we need to serve.
Mm-hmm. And is there... I mean, can you say a little more about why you haven't taken a huge number of those jobs and put them in, say, West Virginia? Or?
Well, the good news is in the technology portion of our business, in wireless, in our broadband services, that is our growth area. Mm-hmm. And so when we look across the country and we see where those resources are, again, customers and also employees, this is a very attractive place for us to stay. However, there are parts of our business that are rather mundane, repair centers. They could be anywhere in mm-hmm. the country, and we will look at that. We look at it each and every year as to, is it cost effective to keep these employees here? Is it better to grow another center in another part of the country? And right now we're evaluating that. We have just done that. In Maryland, for example, there is some very attractive economic development incentives to grow in Maryland call centers. Mm-hmm. We've done it up in Maine. There has been some great incentives up there. So what we're seeing is many governments, many governors and their legislators are looking at, aside from changing their tax climate, what else can they do? And they're becoming very creative. And I think you're going to see more of that. Mm-hmm. It's going to become more and more competitive.
Mm-hmm. If I can... maybe follow up in a slightly different way, maybe start with Tim, as you, and let's maybe start on the selling side of the business. Do you think Home Depot, do you feel like you do things in any kind of different way in Massachusetts or New England generally than elsewhere in the country?
No, that's a good question. I don't think there's a major disconnect from other areas. You know, there are certain things that we do have to do different here for some of the rules and regulations, but I think as a whole, we run our business here just as we would anywhere else. Mm-hmm. You know, to echo what you had said, too, we do have a different clientele in this area. You know, they're educated with the products that they want. So I think we have taken a similar stance, too. There's a good employee and labor market to, you know, to seize those talents, mm-hmm. To provide those to our consumers out there. And as innovation has grown, has changed, we want to make sure that we can keep up with those, and we're providing, you know, that those type of characteristics to our customers. So I think we've tried to go after those who can help us relay that information on. But I don't think that we do anything different here than other areas.
I mean, obviously, you sell a lot more snowblowers.
We do
here than you do in Alabama. But I mean, is there the fundamental marketing approach is?
Well, we do, and our company has allowed us to have the flexibility to really cater to our market. You know, obviously, we're going to carry products and styles of items that are different here than we do in other markets. So mm-hmm. that's probably the biggest difference is our marketing strategy has been to cater to our local consumer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In terms of finding areas to build stores, is that a different
be a challenge. Obviously, our locations take up a significant amount of space. You know, we try to be a good neighbor to our communities too, so we want to make sure that we're in areas that can support the business and that also will enable that business to grow, and then we can serve our consumers and our customer base out there as well too. So I think that's probably a little bit more of a challenge in this area than others, making sure we have the right areas for real estate. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I mean, do you tend to do more site redevelopment here as opposed to greenfield construction?
Sure. We've done both. We've done both. And I think as we progress here, we'll see more of that, taking over additional sites and transforming them into our operations. I think that's a definite part of our growth strategy here.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Okay. Maybe another to bring in and on sort of the same basic idea. I had this bizarre experience for me going into what I still think of as the Harvard Trust and having a person walk out and greet me and ask me how I could be helped that day, and which never, ever would have happened in Massachusetts in the 1980s or 1990s. And I wonder how has that, how do you think the banking experience has changed for your customers up here, and how do people seem to be responding to the Bank of America way of doing things?
Well, having been born and bred in Massachusetts myself, I didn't know how it would work either. But I'm happy to report that it's been very successful. The whole Bank of America approach of greeting people, welcoming them, has obviously been fruitful for the company. If I'm describing what is a 10% or greater improvement in our customer sales, both with consumers and with commercial customers. So this has obviously been a boost to us, and our customer satisfaction has improved. Although I will tell you, I think initially both the associates and the customers, it took a little adjusting, this friendly manner, this reaching out, but it's gone well.
Mm-hmm.